Hello, Internet. This is Gary, and this is I'll Have a Beer and Talk, the only podcast produced somewhere underneath Portland, Oregon, where I tell you about some cool stories, mostly science and technology related, that I read on the Internet last week in the time it takes me to drink one beer. Or at least that would be the case if I hadn't succumbed to the sickening. Yes, the illness that befell my wife last week got to me, too. Watch out, I'm infected. She's over it now, so I should be right as rain in about a week. I never want a 7 to 10 day period to go by between episodes without posting something, so I found the perfect thing to fill the silence of the void while I try to rest. Birthmoviesdeath.com posted something that brightened my dark heart. It seems that Captain Video, known on Twitter as @OurWorldComic, noticed something odd about a poem called Nemesis. Nemesis was written by the famous weird horror author and also a huge racist H.P. Lovecraft. Captain Video tweeted, "Just realizes H.P. Lovecraft's Nemesis has the same meter as Billy Joel's Piano Man." Yes, a 100-year-old dark horror poem matches one of Billy Joel's greatest hits from 1973. Birth, Movies, Death desperately wanted to actually hear the poetry read in the style of the song, and the internet came to the rescue, as it always does. Piano Man-esque covers of Nemesis are now quite numerous, and I shall play for you now one of the first, and in my opinion, the best version. I give you Julian Villard, a.k.a. H.P. Joelcraft, performing Nemesis.
Or name. I had drifted off seas without ending, under sinister gray clouded skies, that the many forked lightning is rending, that resounds with hysterical cries, with the moans of invisible demons, that out of the green waters rise. Arches of the hoary primordial grove, where the oaks feel the presence that marches and stalks on where no spirit dares rove. I have stumbled by cave-ridden mountains that rise barren and bleak from the plain. I have drunk from the fog-fetid fountains that ooze down to the marsh and the main, and in hot, cursed tarns I have seen things I care not to gaze on again. I have scanned the vast ivy-clad palace, I have trod its untenanted hall, where the moon writhing up from the valley choose the tapestried things on the wall, strange figures discordantly woven, which I cannot endure to recall. I have peered from the casement in wonder at the mouldering meadows around, at the many-roofed village laid under the curse of a grave-girdled ground. I have haunted the tombs of the ages. I have flown on the pinions of fear, where the smoke-belching Erebus rages, where the Jokuls loom snow-clad and drear, and in realms where the sun of the desert consumes what it never can cheer. I was old when the first pharaohs mounted deck thrown by the Nile. I was old in those epics uncounted, when I and I only was vile. Oh, great was the sin of my spirit, and great is the reach of its doom. Not the pity of heaven can cheer it, nor can respite be found in the tomb. Down in the infinite eons come beating the wings of unmerciful gloom. Through the goo-guarded gateways of slumber, past the wan moon abscesses of night, I have lived all my lives without number. I have sounded all things with my sight, and I struggle and shriek ere the daybreak, being driven to madness with fright.
I bet you can tell what song is stuck in my head now. That's right, it's Rob Zombie's Super Beast. It's time for me to take more meds. So that means, until next week, it's time for me to go. Please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and Shoggoths about the show, and they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@PulpAndDeckle.com. Or on Twitter and Instagram at iHabitRadio, or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!